Now Fred Meyer has an organic chicken that I buy. It's like about $2.50 a pound or something, and the bones are nice and sturdy, and the livers look pretty good. And it's actually better than most of the co-op chickens, except for these New Plymouth ones. They're the best, but, you know, they're really pricey. So I usually buy the Fred Meyer ones. You know, once in a while I buy a Foster Farms one. And for chicken wings, I buy the Foster Farms one because you can't get the organic chicken wings hardly anywhere. But if at Costco, they sell a big bag of, I think it's about 10-pound bags of chicken wings that's made by Foster Farms. It's got their brand name on, but it's made by Foster Farms, I believe. Okay, so anyway, that's the best way to go with chickens. With beef, has a lot of hormones, and not grass-fed at all. The best beef is to get grass-fed beef. Now, the only trouble with grass-fed beef is it's kind of tough. So most of the grass-fed beef we get is just the hamburger. And it's like $5.99 a pound, a little bit pricey, but it's really, really good quality. The co-op also sells elk burgers, which is really good, and they're $6.99 a pound. So it's a little bit pricey, but it's good. Now, the co-op also sells, and other health food stores for those of you who aren't around from around here, you want to get beef that doesn't have, not raised with hormones.
And antibiotics.
And what?
And antibiotics.
Yeah, no antibiotics or hormones added. And that's the main thing. But the optimum would be no antibiotics, grass-fed. That makes the meat product quite healthy. And if you can, get a beef liver that's from a healthy beef and eat that once in a while. You know, the natives, like in Africa, when they kill an animal, they will rip it open and eat their liver just as the animal is dying. And they have the philosophy that the life force is in the liver, and if you can eat it just as the animal is dying, it will like recharge their health and everything. So anyway, we don't do that, but anyway, get a good healthy liver and eat it. If it's not from a known healthy animal, well, don't eat the liver. But if it's from a good healthy animal, well, it's a very healthy product to eat. Matter of fact, I think as George Bernard Shaw was a vegetarian, somebody saw him eating liver one time, and he says, "I thought you were a vegetarian." He says, "I am, but this is my medicine." And he used liver for medicine. You can also buy raw dehydrated liver that you can take as a powder. You can like mix it with other stuff. And it's dehydrated from Argentina beef, grass-fed beef, with no hormones and everything, and you can get that. Now Products makes one you can buy. That's a good healthy alternative.
When you dehydrate it, you lose a lot of the qualities.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but it's has a.
If you want a really good hamburger, have you tried bison?
Yeah.
You want a hamburger that tastes like it did when you were a kid, or when I was a kid? Fried bison, delicious.
Yeah.
It's a real hamburger.
It's also very lean meat.
Because it's grass-fed. Mm-hmm. The hamburgers stopped tasting the way I remember when they started, well, when they used the
Yeah, and bison's a little tenderer than grass-fed beef, I think, also.
Also, bison, since it's native to North America, it's not subject to all the diseases and things that...
And it has less fat content.
In fact, they've crossbred bison with cow, and they take on the same characteristics. They don't have to vaccinate them with all this stuff that they try and vaccinate them against, because they're resistant to all the diseases that cows have.
That's interesting. Never heard that before, but it's interesting to know.
One of the interesting things is when the grain-fed cattle are sick, mm-hmm. if the growers have time, they put them out on grass.
Oh, do they?
Just a few weeks on grass, they get better.
Get healthy again, huh? Well, yeah, even cats, when cats get sick, they'll go out and eat grass from the lawn. That's their an herb for them that makes them better. Okay, so the main thing is get back to nature as much as possible, and it will make a big difference in your health. We want everybody here to stay healthy. Now, the theory among a lot of health practitioners is this, is we have a lot of disease on this planet Earth, but Mother Nature has created in such a way that for every disease, there's an herb or something in nature that will cure the disease. And I believe that's true. When I read that, it just struck me as being true. There's a tremendous number of plants, like under the ocean, that they haven't even harvested or done things with or experimented with. You know, they're always finding new ones. In the Brazilian rainforest, they're still finding new species of plants that they experiment with for pharmaceutical purposes. But then when they find something that works, they synthesize it and they diminish the potency by the synthesis. But in nature, the theory is that there's a cure for every illness that man has. But there's one natural cure. If you can't go find the herb, if you have anything wrong with you, you know, you want to search every possible herbal combination, you know, read about diet, experiment. Because, as they say, there's another truism. It says one man's cure is another man's poison. Like I have a couple granddaughters that are allergic to peanuts. You know, they don't bother me a bit. Something that I like is a poison to them. And so everybody's body is just a little bit different. So some people can really take a lot of abuse for their body, or maybe eat foods that you and I couldn't eat and be okay. So one man's cure is another man's poison. So, but on the other hand, the general idea is to go as natural as possible in everything you eat, and this will give you the vital force you need, because in the natural foods, you have more of the prana still there, more of the vital force. And the vital force is important as the vitamins and minerals and everything else. But you want the vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and the vital force all intact as possible. And that is a general idea will create the optimum diet. Beyond that, you have to do a little experimenting. Just experimenting, find out what works. And if something doesn't work, then stop it and do something else. But just keep experimenting until you get the best diet for you. And the best diet for you not only is the healthiest, but it's one that you can live with. But because maybe the healthiest may be just, you know, raw lettuce and fruit, but that gets pretty boring for most people and they can't handle it. So if you can't handle it, then, you know, you're not going to stay on it. Get the best diet that you can handle and stay on. But I still like Timothy Ferris's idea, and take, you know, if you have to be on a diet that requires some sacrifice and self-control, give yourself one day a week to just blow it and enjoy yourself, and then at least you'll have something to look forward to on Friday or Saturday, whatever your designated day off is.
Yeah. Ferris made that statement because there was the latest research that came out that said that if you're on the same really healthy, good diet all the time, that your body adjusts to it, and then it doesn't do as well if you ever go off of it.
Oh, yeah, I think.
So if you train it to go off once a week, they found through experimentation in these different studies that you were actually better off and healthier than if you were always on a really clean diet all the way through.
Yeah, it just shows your body, nature doesn't like boredom, I guess. Nature likes to adapt, yeah.
I freak out now when I want to go buy fresh fish, because so many times it's from Japan or Indonesia, you know.
Exactly. And so unless we're fishing it out of the Boise River, what's the best place?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, with tuna fish, for instance, a lot of us want to buy the albacore, but albacore has like several times more mercury than regular chunk tuna. The best tuna fish is just the cheap chunk tuna has less mercury in. But even among that, some of the species of tuna are a lot less mercury than others. The yellowfin tuna has a lot more mercury, even if it's chunk tuna, than I can't remember the one with the least mercury, but you want to avoid the one, the yellowfin. And there's two main tuna fishes that they make the chunk tuna out of. One is the yellowfin, and then the other is, I can't remember the name of it, but just remember the word yellow is you want to avoid.